Turn in your book, Bible today, to Revelation chapter 20 and go to verse 11. So the title of the sermon today is the book. So let's go to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, go to verse 11. Revelation 20, verse 11. Verse 11 says, "Then I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, the small and the great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. The death and Hades were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. For those who know Jesus as Lord and Savior, there is a resurrection of the just." Did you catch it here when he says that this is the second? The second death is what he's talking about. That is the first resurrection. They will forever be with the Lord, for those that know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But there is a second resurrection, the resurrection of the unjust. And that's what it's talking about here in the Scripture. Those who have rejected Jesus, they will experience eternal separation from God, and this is the second death. In verse 12, it says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life." It is interesting to point out it refers to a number of books. Commentators have said that all things that we have done in life are recorded by God. One commentator referred these books as to the book of deeds, the deeds that we have done or have not done. We know that in heaven we will be rewarded. But to go beyond that, you know, it's hard to go much farther than that. But because of your faith, because of your testimony, because of your witness in the body of Christ, you will be rewarded for those things that you have done. But there's one book that we do know more about than all these other books, and that's the book of life. Verse 15 says this, "And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." It says, if our name is not recorded there, we will be cast into the lake of fire. If we go to chapter 21 and verse 27, Revelation 21, verse 27, "But there shall be by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life." It refers to it as being the Lamb's book of life. What is this book? The book of the redeemed. A book of those listed that have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's the Lamb's book of life. Because as John 14, 6 says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and he's what? He's the life. It is the book of life because he is life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Now turn with me to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 1. So we go back a little ways in Revelation, but we go to Revelation 3, 3 and verse 1. In verse 1 it says, "And to the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things says, he who has seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names in Sardis who have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. I will not what? Blot his name from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Verse 5, it talks about getting their name blotted out of the book of life. Now, this is where it really gets interesting. There will always and have been and always will be those that stand on the side of the fence that you can lose your salvation. In other words, you freely chose to follow God, you can freely choose to walk away from God. But there's other people on the other side of the fence that said that once you are saved, you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are sealed with the seal of redemption by the power of the Holy Spirit, there's no way that you can lose your salvation. And we are not going to go to that argument today, okay? So some of you are going to stand over here, and some of you are going to stand over here on which side of the fence. Do you believe that you cannot lose your salvation, or do you believe that you can lose your salvation? That's up to the individual believer, whatever the Lord is speaking to your heart. But one thing I do know, that there are many people that accept Jesus Christ, but they don't accept Him as Lord. And it's not only important that you accept Him as your Savior, but you accept Him as the Lord of your life. So there's a lot of people out there that are saying today they're wishy-washy in their walk for the Lord Jesus. They accepted Jesus when they were a young person. They walked away from God. The question is, was they ever saved to begin with? So we find that Jesus not only wants to be your Savior, He wants to be the Lord of your life with everything that you do, everything you think, and everything that you're going to promote in your life. He wants that oneness of that relationship with you. Let me tell you, when I accept Jesus Christ, and I have not been the same since I accepted Him as Lord and Savior when I was 24 years old. I've never been the same. And I am just as fired up for God today as I was when I was called into the ministry for the Lord Jesus. But this really gets interesting, because when you look at this scripture, you can say, well, Pastor, it says right here that your name can be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Doesn't Philippians 2:12 say that we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling? Well, there you go. That means we can lose it. But I say to you today, wait just a minute. The greatest gift in your life that you will ever receive is salvation. It is the greatest gift that you will ever get in your whole entire life. I can think of the healings that I received. I can think of the healings that you received. The greatest gift is your salvation in the Lord Jesus, and that you're walking with Him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Ephesians 4:30 says, when we are sealed for the day of redemption. So yes, we have and always will those who stand on opposite side of the fences. In regards to Revelations chapter 3, verse 5, I want you to look at it a different way today. So when you look at Revelations 3, chapter 5, verse 5, it says, He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. You've heard me say many times that no one is born by accident. We said that last week. We said we are the intended. You are the intended. Say that with me. I am the intended. I am the intended. You were intended to be on this earth. You're intended to be here right now. You're intended to be here in this generation. You are intended to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You are intended to go to heaven. And you are intended to walk on streets of gold. We have all been born with a God plan and a God purpose for every one of our lives. All have been born to go to heaven. Let me say that again. All have been born to go to heaven, and no one is born to go to hell. Hell was not created for mankind. It was created for Satan and his demons. Now turn with me, we looked at the scripture last week, and if you remember, we had to look for it. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy and chapter 2. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, it says, who desires what? Who desires all? Dennis used to always say, what's all in the Greek? It's all. It's everyone. So when we look at who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, but then we get into the rub, don't we, in verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You cannot know God unless you know Jesus. It's impossible. That you and I are created for a relationship. Number one, we are created for a relationship with God through Christ. And number two, we are created for a relationship with others. Now turn with me to Matthew 22. Matthew 22, verse 37. Matthew 22 and verse 37. Better get in the right book. Matthew 22, verse 37. Verse 37 says, Jesus said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love God, love others. Very simple, isn't it? Love God first in your life, put Him first in your life, and then love others as well. The scripture reflects off the Ten Commandments. The first four commandments of the Ten Commandments is about our relationship with God, and the last six is about our relationship with others. Until you know Jesus, you will never have a fulfillment in your life. You will never have peace in your life. You will fill it up with things, but it won't be true fulfillment. It won't be true peace, and you'll never have that until you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. Amen. I'm talking to the choir. I know that. Completeness only comes from our relationship that we have with Jesus. Without Jesus, you will never be complete. You will always feel a void that nothing in this world will fill. You are a puzzle, and the piece missing in your life is the Jesus piece of the puzzle. I've spent all of my life preaching, telling people the piece in your life that you're missing, His name is Jesus. Now, ask it, what in the world does that have to do with Revelation 3:5? Well, let's go back to Revelation 3:5 because I want us to look at that again. We go back to Revelation 3 in verse 5. Now, when we look at verse 5, this letter is to the angel, the church of Sardis. In verse 5, he says, he who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Now you would assume, people assume, that they only got their name written in the Lamb's book of life because they accepted Jesus. Now wait just a minute. The cities, the Greek and Roman cities during the time of John's life, in his day, had a registry. Everyone born that lived in that city were listed in the registry. You and I have been put on this earth with a plan, with a God plan and a God purpose. God, I believe, already has you on your registry. He put you on the registry because He knew before you came to this earth. He knew you before you was even in the womb. You're wonderfully and fearfully made. You're intended to go to heaven. And because you are intended to go to heaven, your name has been written in the Lamb's book of life. But before you leave this earth, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's when your name is blotted out of the Lamb's book of life. Wonderfully and fearfully made. in God's image, because you have a God plan and a God purpose designed for your life. And because you are born to go to heaven, that everyone born is listed in the book of life. But for those who do not accept Christ in this life, their names are blotted out of the record book, the Lamb's book of life. They didn't lose their salvation because they never had their salvation. There's only one way that you can know if your name is in that registry, is because you know Jesus. So when we leave here today, there could be differences of opinion, because many of you were always taught this way your whole entire life, that when you were born again and accepted Jesus, then your name was written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You may have lived your whole Christian life and never heard with this direction or with this teaching. Does it matter? And the answer is no, it doesn't. What matters is your name is there. And your name is there when you leave this earth. And the only way that your name can be there when you leave this earth is because you know Jesus. Always remember, because I brought this up for a reason. Always remember, in essentials, there is unity. And what are the essentials that we have at our church? That you must be accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. The only way that you can have a relationship with the Father is because you know Jesus. You got it? In non-essentials, there's liberty. Do you think that Pastor Leo is so high and so mighty that I am just nothing but a walking commentary, and everything I say that proceeds out of my mouth, you better accept it or you're wrong? And the answer is no. We're always going to have differences in the essentials. We're going to have unity. In the non-essentials, we're going to have liberty. We have the liberty in this. In all things, we have love. You know, there's a lot of teaching out there today about flat earth. Have you heard that? And the world says, and the Bible says, that the world is a cylinder. But it also says that God can look at all four corners of the earth. You know what? This world is laid out flat to God with His eyes. He can see everything at one time. Doesn't mean that the earth's flat. But it means that an all-powerful, everywhere, all-knowing, everywhere present God, everything is laid out before Him like a book. There's nothing He misses. There's nothing that goes beyond His eyes. There's nothing on the other side of the world that He can't see, because He's on this side of the earth. Is that an essential? Church, it's not an essential. You know what the essential is? Is that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That you're learning and growing in your faith and in your relationship with Jesus. That's what's essential. We must never get away from that. It's not all that important which side of the fence of whether you're saved, where you can lose your salvation or you can't lose your salvation. What's important is you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you are living your life for Him in a daily basis. Every moment of the time. If you do that, you don't have to worry about the book, do you? If you do that and you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you never have to worry that your name will ever be blotted out. You never have to worry, and as a pastor, I never have to worry about anybody in my church that's going to stand before the Lord that day and they're going to say, please check that book again. I know my name was there. I know my name has got to be there. It's not here. Depart from me. You never knew me, and I don't know you. What? No one has to face that. All we have to do is accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Receive Him and know Him and live for Him. Let us pray. Father, we come before You today in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, I know that most everybody here knows You, and they know Jesus. They've already accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life. But Father, maybe there's somebody here today that has not made that commitment, and today is the day of salvation. Amen. And if you're that person right now, the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you through this message. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now. That's not your inner person talking to yourself. That's just not you thinking that. But it's the Holy Spirit that's speaking to you that right now you need to make that decision of accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. Father, in the only way that you can, through the power of the Holy Spirit, sweep over this place, touch every life that is here today. And if there is one here today that's going to leave this place and they do not know for sure that their name is in that book or it's going to remain in that book, that today they can know. While every eye is closed and every head bowed, would there be one, two, three that would lift up their hand and say, Pastor Leo, pray for me. I want to make sure that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I need to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Would there be one today? Anybody? Father, we rejoice in this day and we rejoice in this time together. We rejoice in this family of love, that we love one another, we are encouragement to one another. There is joy unspeakable that is in this place, and we know that you are the one that has brought it back about. And we give you all glory, and we give you all honor, and we give you all praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You know, I met with somebody this last week, and I'll dismiss you. I met with somebody this last week that had gone to church their whole life. And I asked them, but did you ever personally profess Christ as your Lord and Savior? Well, no, I guess I've never done that. What does the Scripture say? He that believes in his heart and confesses with his mouth. That we need to confess Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And you know what I said to them? I said, well, let's just take care of that right now. And we prayed. They prayed the sinner's prayer. And we've got another person that's going to glory with us. We know that their name is in the book. And it's going to stay there. Amen? Amen. You are dismissed. Have a great day.